Fred Film Radio.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Sabina Prestipino from the Wake Up Europe Festival. I'm in Turin and today we meet Bill Hemmott, English journalist, author. Hemmott was the editor-in-chief of The Economist until 2006. He co-founded the Wake Up Foundation, an educational charity dedicated to raising awareness of the dangers facing Western societies. Wake Up Europe Festival has been organized by the Wake Up Foundation. Good morning, Bill Hemmott.
Buongiorno, Fred.
Tell us how the foundation began and how did you decide with Annalisa Piras to create a festival in Turin dedicated to documentary about Europe challenges?
So the foundation was born when six years ago, Annalisa Piras and I made a film about Italy called Girlfriend in a Coma, a documentary about the last 20 years of Italian decline and difficulty. It was a film that was had a nice impact, and it was a very new experience for me as a journalist, a print journalist who'd always been experienced in writing and never in film. We realized, Annalisa and I, with the film, when we made a tour of Italian universities, civic society groups, and others, having debates, showing the film and having debates afterwards, that really, although films like these are very nice to see on television, actually the best use of such films is in debates in civic society organizations and in universities and others, where you can get everyone together, watch the film, get involved, and then talk about the issues. So we decided that the way to make this possible in our small way was to start a foundation, to raise some money, to support the use of, first of all, our films in these philanthropic ways, free of charge, for debates in civic society institutions, and then to attract other people's films to do the same thing. The culmination of that, 5-6 years later, is the Wake Up Europe Festival here in Turin, where we've got 10 documentary films that are all about issues similar to Girlfriend in a Coma, actually, not about Italy, but about similar issues about the difficulties of democracies and of Western societies in this epoch, and we're assembling groups to come and debate those. So I'm very happy that 6 years later we have this festival.
So the festival has grown day by day, is followed by an enthusiastic public. Next year, will you come back in Turin?
I hope we will come back in Turin. I think that Turin is a great city to hold such a festival. It's a great city partly simply because of its history, the origin of democracy in Italy, the origin of cinema in Italy. So this combination is very good. I personally like Turin very much. I came first to Turin when I was writing a book about Italy, and then we also filmed here. We filmed inside the Mole Antonelliana, in Girlfriend in a Coma. So actually with the former mayor, Valentino Castellani, in that cinema. So then to have the festival in the Cinema Massimo just next to the Mole is a great emotion for me. But also I think the group of people who've come to Turin and from the public in Turin seem very engaged and very thoughtful about the sorts of issues that these films produce. So if we can organize it and raise the support, we would certainly come back to Turin.
6 years ago, Girlfriend in a Coma has been released. Today, Italy is still in a coma.
I think Italy has in some ways woken up from the coma, but it's not really made a recovery in any other ways. It's woken up in the sense that the coma that we talked about in that film was a sense of unawareness or lack of awareness of the real problems. I think that the elections and the things that have happened over the last 6 years, perhaps culminating in the election in 2018 of the Cinque Stelle and the Lega to form the current coalition, are signs that a certain waking from the coma has happened in terms of awareness. But my girlfriend is still very sick in the sense that nobody has yet really come to a consensus about the reforms, the solutions, and really made progress. So it would be interesting to make another film looking at the way Italy is now.
Maybe you don't know that nowadays in Italy, even among left-wing supporters, there's someone miss Berlusconi because of Salvini and Di Maio. Did you expect it would be so?
I expected, first of all, that Silvio Berlusconi would never leave the scene while he is alive, because he's psychologically unable to ever leave the center of the stage. I think that it's in a way natural to have a certain nostalgia for Silvio Berlusconi if you are afraid of the alternative. I hope it's not too serious, this nostalgia for Silvio Berlusconi, because I think he's actually to blame for the Salvini phenomenon. I think that's what the people on the left should realize. The reason why the center-right alternative has now become led by a man like Salvini and with the ideas of Salvini is because Berlusconi prevented any proper evolution of his own party or any proper succession. He stopped anyone from really developing the center-right after he left office in 2011. And so the result 6-7 years later is Salvini. So it's his fault.
Nowadays you could make Britain in a coma. How Brexit would land?
Britain is in a terrible coma. Certainly, maybe the right medical diagnosis is that we have a kind of nervous breakdown, a kind of psychological condition that has meant that we are rejecting Europe, but we're absolutely unable to agree what to do instead.
Bipolar behavior.
Where it's kind of bipolar behavior, exactly. It's a good way to put it. I actually don't know how Brexit will end. I think we will continue to be arguing about it for a very long time, another 5 years at least, maybe 10 years. I hope that sometime in the next few months we might, however, have a chance of a new referendum to try to reverse the decision of 2016. I think it's possible this could happen. I'm not sure, but I think it's possible. But even if we reverse the decision, still we will be fighting about Brexit, even if we stay in the European Union. So if I was the European Union, I'm not sure I would be happy if we stayed.
So, in your opinion, is there a risk of Italexit?
The possibility of Italexit is very low, but it's not zero. It's very low because I think that it's still true that Italian families feel that their savings, their financial future, would be very badly damaged if Italy left the euro single currency. The risk to them, the risk to them personally of such a dramatic move would be too high to really get to support any politician who favored it. Italians have become less positive about the European Union, that's for sure. But I think that actually their personal interests are so tied up now in remaining in the European Union because of the euro single currency that it would be very unlikely for it to really become a viable political movement to create Italexit. But after Brexit, after Trump, after other phenomena in politics around the world, I've learned that you should never say the chance is zero. It's small, but it's not zero.
We shall see what will be the final outcome of the European election. Do you believe sovereignists will win?
I believe that the sovereignists will get stronger in this election than before, but they won't win. Still, the vast majority of seats in the European Parliament will be held by pro-European groups. The simple majority of held by the two major groups, the European People's Party on the centre-right and the Social Democrats on the centre-left, will no longer just simply in those two parties have a majority. But together with the Liberals, the ALDE party and the Green Party, pro-Europeans will still dominate the European Parliament. The sovereignists are divided between themselves. and that weakens their position in the European Parliament. Of course, they can be disruptive. They can be a kind of blocking force inside the European Parliament to decisions that they don't like, or they can delay and disrupt. But that's already true, partly thanks to British sovereignists like Nigel Farage of the UK Independence Party. So I think it's going to get a little more difficult for Europe after this election, but still pro-Europeans will dominate.
Thank you, Bill Emmott. From Wake Up Europe Festival, I'm Sabina Prestipino for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.